It probably comes as no surprise to you that most holiday memories for me center around books. Like many families, we had a tradition of reading The Night Before Christmas aloud on Christmas Eve, in our case from an old oversized Golden Books edition. Santa tended to bring me really beautiful editions of books when I was younger, and then new books that I couldn't afford when I was in my adolescence. About a week ago, Jack pointed to a book on our nightstand and commented that it had been read so often it must be comfort reading. Thumbing through the pages, I found the inscription from Christmas of 96 when I got it, and it had been pristine and beautiful, and I read it in one sustained marathon sitting that day. A few years later, I broke up with a young man over a book received at Christmas. My big gift that year had been the new biography of Lenny Bruce, which was like $50, and there was no way I could have afforded it. He received a mountain of electronics and couldn't believe that I had gotten a book for Christmas, much less that I was excited about it. I knew then that I had to make an exit stage right as soon as possible. Though perhaps my favorite Christmas book story is one that doesn't involve an expensive book or a beautiful book or even one that I really wanted at the time. It was a paperback copy of War and Peace. I was around 11, 12, and it wasn't quite what I was looking forward to in my stocking. And as I was staring at it in my hand, evaluating this unexpected appearance, my mom reached out and snatched it away from me. "Oh, that was a mistake," she said. "Santa meant that for Mommy or Daddy. That's an adult book. That wasn't meant for you." Later that morning, she put it in their bedroom where I could see it prominently. That was going to be the first year that I would come home alone in the afternoon instead of going to an after-school program. And instead of burning the house down accidentally, I spent the next few months of my life very carefully reading my way through Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace, making very sure not to crease the covers or bend the spine, and replacing it perfectly so that no one knew it had been touched. I was in my 20s before I realized that my mother had planned that all along and knew what I was doing the whole time. It did, however, show me that I could read my way through a very long and intimidating book by breaking it up into small, manageable daily sections, which is basically how I tackle most of my long-term goals as an adult. It also opened up the world of Russian literature to me, and both of those remain enduring gifts that have meant more in my life than I ever expected. But perhaps that wonderful story of my mother and her reverse psychology trick remains a favorite holiday memory. It's such a high-pressure time of year, and how incredible that something so simple could still mean so much.